Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is June 14th, 2018. It's already Thursday. It feels so fast because I did not broadcast on Monday or Tuesday. So today only feels like Tuesday for me. So we're getting ready for Dream Theme Thursday. And I had two good dreams, and I had a crazy one myself right before I woke up. And it scared me because, you know, in your dream, you can really get scared, like way more than you can in real life. And I had a dream my daughter just screamed like, no, right at the end. And I'm like, oh, no, what's going to happen? So then I get up and, you know, my brain starts organizing itself. And I realize last night before I slept, she called me. And she's in Arkansas right now, and they're, you know, she's working on a show, and, you know, there's a lot of humidity and a lot of bugs there, and they, you know, can't buy enough bug spray and all of these things that, you know, she just laughs about. She said, you know, I can't wait to come home, and at the same time, I'm going to miss it here. You know, a lot of good things happened here, and she was telling me, she goes, but I've had this spider chasing me around, and I'm like, how does this spider chase you around? She's like, Mom, it's in my car and we can't find it and it won't come out. And we're trying to spray certain crevices of the car to kill this spider. And I said, why? And she goes, I wake up every day and there's webs in my car. And, you know, I'm driving and I'm scared it's going to like crawl out and crawl on me while I'm driving, but it must be a big spider. It weaves a big web and it happens, you know, the last two or three days. And I bought a can of DEET, which is a bug spray. And I guess that's the only stuff that kills bugs, and I don't know if it will kill a spider, but she's like, you know, in a fort right now, and it's in her car. And so as I woke up and started to think about it, I said, oh, it's the spider, because she was screaming in the parking lot when she actually got a glimpse of the spider, but then it hit again, and they couldn't find it. And she screamed, and, you know, her boyfriend runs down, and everybody's like, oh, why, what happened? And, you know, there's her car filled with spider webs, and no trace of the spiders. So crazy. But anyway, that's how I fell asleep last night, and that's what I woke up with this morning. So there you have it. So it is Dream Theme Thursday, and I have two dreams that were sent in. Both of them off of the Facebook. But one of them was, Nadia, what about dreams where you are having sex with another person? What do those dreams mean? Well, you would think that if you're having sex with another person in your dream, it has to do with the sex, because only logic would tell you that. But when you go to the world of nothing is as it seems, that's actually one of the most common dreams that we have. They come out for a few reasons. One may just be that, you know, just your physical needs and your body just expresses itself that way. But the bigger reason why isn't that you're actually having sex. It's the person. It's usually no one you would or could have sex with. Or it's a celebrity, but it's all symbolic. It's what the person you're with in that dream represents to you. That's where we're going with this one. So we start out with the sex and we're like, because we are so loaded when it comes to sex. We have been taught what it is. We have been told there's a right way and a wrong way. We have been, you know, pressured about it, you know, when and how and who and, you know, all these different things that swirl around just the word sex or sex appeal. But it's all about the person you're with. What are they like? And in the dream, were you happy or not? what happens is the person, let's say you were happy and you were with that person in your dream and you woke up and you felt refreshed and rejuvenated and like you just released all of this pressure, that personality of the person is someone you may be integrating now in your life, or the kind of person you're looking for. If they were like really nice, if they were happy, then it's a great clue for you that you want someone who's generally pretty happy. And the reason that's important is because let's say that the character of the person in your dream was not happy and you did not feel pleasure in your dream, then you have to uncover, hey, what am I really looking for in my life? And is that why I can't find someone that would match what I'm looking for? Because if in your dream, if just in your dream, that person's personality wasn't great, and inside that's what you feel you're worth or you deserve, and then you're out in the world and you meet someone who's kind of either crabby or not very nice, and you find yourself attracted to them, you may not know yet how not nice they are or what they would be like in your life, then you now have to ask yourself a question. Why am I attracted to a person who I could already kind of see isn't great for me? Not good for me. We all date people that are good for us. And then we find out if it's a great thing or not in time. And then we make a decision. But sometimes we think someone is good for us because of what we believe we need. It's a very interesting thing, very sensitively interesting. But having sex in your dream is all about uncovering the kind of person you actually can be with. Now, once you step out of your dream and you wake up and you're in real life, you may be shy, you may be happy, you may not be so happy, you know, God knows, you know, the person. But know that inside, that's who you think, that personality type. It's not the person in the dream, but they represent that to you. Because sometimes, and, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've heard this, I had a dream about somebody I went to high school with who I haven't thought of since then. Why did I dream about them? Why were they in my dream? They're just representing something to you. And a lot of stuff that happens in high school we carry for a long time. So just pay attention to who the other person was. It's sometimes not easy to get past the sex because we're so wired to feel that that's bad or wrong or shameful unless it's under these circumstances and all of this stuff. But, you know, throw all that out of the window and take a look at who you were with. Because that's where it's going to go, and that's why it's going to go there. It's so interesting. The next dream I have is from Maria Dulce, and she says, "Dear Nadia, I have a very short dream last night for any dream theme Thursday. I put it on now. I put it on the show so I don't forget. I saw a woman floating in the air a few steps in front of me. I felt she was me, but a little bit older and looked a bit different as well. She had her arms completely to the sides, like calling me towards her to cuddle me. She had a lovely face. She was smiling, seemed very happy, was dressed very elegant. Her open arms make me to travel towards her. Then halfway, I stopped and told her, sorry, but I can't come any closer. I have two daughters, and I want to see them grow." She kept smiling, and without talking, I felt her saying, "I am not asking you to stay. I need you to go back." I understood she meant my life to carry on and do, a work for me or a job for me or something like that, but I forgot the exact words. Then I woke up. I was completely awake in the middle of the night. And then after she wrote that, Maureen Cook put in a comment, and I want to get to it before I get to the answer, because I love when everybody kind of, you know, chimes in, because learning about our dreams is so much fun. Knowing that, you know, we have these discussions, because let's say we didn't have Dream Theme Thursday and two people were just talking and the person would just leave with that. And so here was Maureen's response to her about the dream. Maybe you were seeing and remembering your other part of your soul that is always at home in heaven. And then Maria wrote, "Thank you, Maureen. I had a dream last August where there was another me, exactly the same. But in this dream, I felt it was me, but her face was a bit different, a bit older, but kept familiar features so real that I can't wait for Nadia to read it." Well, when you hear, which I love this, but when I saw Christ, the day I saw Christ, I knew one thing if I knew nothing. There was one thing I left with, and that was our potential. I saw not just mine. If the mine was actually the hardest to see, people's higher self. And what I saw was, I don't know if you call it higher self, but I saw your potential. And when I look at people until this very day, I see potential. I don't have time to stop everybody and tell them, which is why I knew that I have to do speaking engagements and not anything else. Because for some reason, when I speak, that's who I'm talking to, whether I realize it or not. And that day, the patience, and it wasn't like this happened over a lot of time, but I felt the patience of Christ's love that's there at any given time of thought when we think of him. Think of him. Think about it. You think in potential without knowing it. Because when we talk to God, when we talk to Christ, we speak in our best self, who we know we can be, but we ask for help to get there. And what you are seeing in your dream, this dressed very elegant, you know, asking you to come, it's like, not telling you to leave here. No one's taking us away. But telling you to be here while you are here. A lot of times, we're here racing, and I know it's going to sound weird to say it like this, to die. We're all going to die. But we're trying to live. And the way we're trying to live is by preparing for our future so that we have a future so that we can live. But then there's something that comes after that, and that, you know, everybody's life concludes at some point. Nobody stays here for 500 years or 300 or 200 yet. However, while we are here, it's so important to be here. So as you look ahead, Maria, keep one foot in the present, which it sounds like you're doing and you felt great about your dream. But it's also showing you your potential. So what I would do, if I were you, And I don't care when you dreamed the dream, because the message is the same whether you held on to it for 5 years or 10 years or a day. Is that wide range of potential that I saw when I saw Christ is open up to you, but it's letting you know that it's there. Our potential is so magnificent that if I were to listen to how people told me to raise my son, I wouldn't even know who he is right now. But because I understood, and this was before I saw Christ, so I understood a little bit, but seeing Christ took me over the edge. Seeing Christ made me be able to tell other people that, hey, guys, this is really cool. We have so much capacity. We have so much potential. Don't overlook ourselves. I believed not just in my son, because I'm not the first and I will not be the last person on earth to have a child with special needs. Do know what happens to the mind of the parent when they face that. I do know what the child feels like when you help them, when you give them paths and you build bridges to their potential. And what I found out was when you have a child with special needs, they succeed because of the attention you gave them. Attention, love, trial and error, duration, challenges. I can't tell you how many nights I fell asleep crying because I could only pray to God to ask him to help me see what I couldn't see so I can help my son greater, more, figure things out that I couldn't figure out. We have potential. But let's take what I did for my son and gave him all that attention. When somebody doesn't have a special need, we don't give them that much attention, which creates a special need in itself. Because I had a daughter who didn't have special needs, so I knew she can take care of herself in certain ways. But I caught myself when they were younger, like, wow, I am not going to tip the scale and only pay attention to my son who has special needs because my daughter has needs, has potential, and just because something isn't off in her from birth that needs to be, you know, created and grown and paid attention to, she still needs my attention because she still has her own potential. Because sometimes there's this compensation. Well, you're fine. Can you help your brother do this? Can you do that? But they need you too. We all have potential. This dream was showing you, you, your greatest you that you can be. Again, both of these dreams represent who is the person you saw. That's who you see yourself being. That's who you want to be. That's who you already are and are growing into. Tell you how much I love growing in my age. I can't tell you. I used to think, holy cow, when I'm 50 or when I'm 55 or when I'm 60, which I'm not 60 yet, but I'm on my way. I'm only 4 years away. But I don't feel it. I don't feel like I can't do anything. I just last week learned a salsa dance and play tennis. And I found out I can. I was a little bit nervous going in because I didn't know if I will remember steps or I'll remember this or remember that, but I did. But it's because I had a good guide, someone who's done it and done it and done it. And when they taught me, it was like a by the way, but this is where you start. And they looked at it so matter of fact that I felt like I can do it because they knew how to teach me, how to show me, how to give me a path to walk on. Okay, you stand here. Okay, now when you count, the four is silent. So you go 1, 2, 3, silent, 5, 6, 7, silent. So it's 3 steps silent, 3 steps silent. That's the way you count for salsa. She taught me. As she was teaching me, and I realized I could do it, I felt happier and happier because I started feeling my potential. When we feel our potential, when we feel that margin of growth, we feel happy. And we naturally feel happy because now we know we can do it. And then it makes us want to try something else. And what happened that day was before I even got to the salsa, same day, and it was literally like 85 degrees with like 76% humidity. So I had like sweat just rolling down my back. I came back and I look really, really lean because any ounce of water I had in me sweat out of me. But before I got there, I had a tennis lesson. And I know I was telling you guys I was the only one in each class, so there was no way around hiding in a crowd. But I learned to play tennis, and I really loved it. I couldn't believe it. I thought, wow, why did I discover this so late in life? Man, if I learned this when I was little, and then I go, if I learned this when I was little, that would have been my path. Probably why I didn't learn it when I was little, because I had other things to do. But I saw my potential. So then it encouraged me to go try something else. And I can't tell you how funny it was when I walked in and I go, oh no. I go, am I the only one here? And she said, yes. I go, okay, here I go again. But our potential excites us. It gives us a new look at the world. It makes everything possible as long as we want to do it. And in your dream, you want to develop. You want to grow. You want to see that part of you that you've been looking for. And you saw her in your dream. You felt her in your dream. That's who you are becoming in real life by what you're doing and thinking today. It represents what you're looking at as who you want to be. It's funny. I don't know, for people who've been on Dream Theme Thursdays for a while, did you guys notice that a lot of times the dreams I get, the two will always connect in some way? This one is all about people in our lives that the dreams represent. Even though one is just somebody walking behind somebody and the other one is having sex, and both represent the people that we want can be in our lives. And both are bridges to potential. That word potential, think about that one today. What's my potential? Instead of, hey, can I do this or not? I have the potential to do that. Imagine just saying that to yourself. You can try anything. I have the potential to be a great parent. I have the potential to do that job. I have the potential to learn this. I have the potential to live my life the way I can feel best about it every single day. No matter what comes my way, every single day. I've dealt with all that stuff. Look at all the potential I had, but because I didn't think of it, I didn't use my potential. I was just like, phew, glad that's over. Great thing I figured that out. But instead of looking at it from the bottom up, imagine looking at it from the top down. Oh, I could handle that. No big deal. Because the more you tell your brain you can handle, the more your brain is going to give you to handle. And some people will hold back their potential so that they don't get anything bigger because they figure out, you know, oh my gosh, every time I work harder, I get more problems. I'm like, no, you don't. You get more challenges because you're smarter than you were before you had the last problem you had. Because now you figured that out. So now you have this to figure out. And after that, you have this to figure out. Never be scared of your challenges. They're rewards. There were times I after I saw Christ, I was writing the books and I couldn't help it. And it was pushing my potential out of me. I didn't want to push it out of me. I didn't want to keep waking up in the middle of the night. But then I got used to waking up in the middle of the night. I went from typing like a normal person to typing over 100 words a minute because I learned to type as fast as I could think. Because in the middle of the night, and you have to try this to know what this feels like, you don't have barriers the way you do during the day. During the day, everything feels so pragmatic. Okay, I have to go here, and then I go there, and then I got to do this, then I got to pick up this, then I got to, you know, and you have this whole line of command of what you need to do. But in the middle of the night, there's no phones. You're not hungry. Your mind is like laser sharp, super focused. And I'd get up and just type. I had no barriers. So God sees us so much bigger than we are that I was more productive half asleep in the middle of the night than I was wide awake during the day. And waking up that hour or two in the middle of the night to write, I never felt it. By the morning time, I had already gone back to sleep for another 5 hours. And I would even have to ask myself, oh my God, did I wake up last night and write? And I would run to the computer to see. Because I couldn't remember if I dreamed it or I did it. We have so much potential that if we were to tap into it, it'd probably scare the heck out of us. Doesn't scare you. And you want to know. Go learn something new. And once you see how well you do it, because then you'll know what's yours and you'll know what you're not attracted to. And you'll say, oh, you know what? They had paddleboarding. They could have taught us paddleboarding, but I knew I'm not interested in paddleboarding, but I always wanted to play tennis. I always wanted to learn salsa. So I was already a warm call. I already, you know, had what the makings are to want to do it. And yesterday I posted, at the very least, love what you love. At the very least. You guys, tomorrow's questions Friday. I will see you tomorrow. I love you guys. Have a great Thursday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.